This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The border crossing between Egypt and Gaza opened Saturday to let a trickle of desperately needed aid into the besieged Palestinian territory for the first time since Israel sealed it off and began pounding it with airstrikes 2 weeks ago. Just 20 trucks were allowed in, though, an amount workers said was insufficient to address the unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Brazil's foreign minister called for immediate action to resume negotiations toward a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians Saturday. Speaking to a peace cut summit hosted by Egypt, the Brazilian foreign minister Mauro Vieira said his country would not add fuel to the fire and call for dialogue.
Simply managing the conflict is not an acceptable alternative. Only the resumption of effective negotiations can bring concrete results towards the implementation of the two-state solution in accordance with all relevant General Assembly and Security Council resolutions, with Israel and Palestine living in peace and security within agreed and internationally recognized borders.
Arab leaders at a Cairo summit on Saturday condemned Israel's bombardment of Gaza as Europeans said civilians should be shielded, but with Israel and senior officials, U.S. officials, absent, there was no agreement towards containing that violence. Egypt, which called the meeting and hosted it, said it had hoped participants would call for peace and resume efforts to resolve the decades-long Palestinian quest for statehood. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is dangling new money for southern border security in an effort to get Congress to approve billions of dollars more in aid for Israel and Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's not clear if the roughly $14 billion plan to shore up programs and security at the U.S.-Mexico border will bring more Republican lawmakers on board for the foreign aid requests that the president announced in Thursday's primetime address.
I know these conflicts can seem far away.
Biden says the U.S. needs to stop tyranny and deter terrorism.
Making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security.
Late last month, the House stripped assistance for Ukraine out of a stopgap government spending measure. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the GOP border security demands really aren't about money. He calls them a policy issue that needs to be addressed with the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The worldwide pro-Palestinian protests have spurred similar protests in the nation's capital.
Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting, quote, Free Palestine, holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. U.S. officials have said Hamas is holding some 200 people hostage after the Palestinian group's October 7th surprise attack on Israel, when militants killed about 1,400 Israelis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's campaign is in dire financial straits.
Recent filings show Pence ended September with less than $1.2 million cash on hand, and more than half that sum, $621,000, in debt. And his campaign scrambling to meet donor thresholds for the November 8th debate. While he's likely to meet the debate's polling requirements, Pence is struggling there, too, with numbers in the low single digits nationally and no sign of momentum. With 3 months to go before the January 15th Iowa caucuses, people close to Pence say he's facing the question of how long to stay in the race, and whether remaining a candidate might diminish his long-term standing in the party. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.